By road, rail, or sky, Americans are heading to their Thanksgiving feast.
Not bad at all.
I'm excited to see my family.
Airlines expect their busiest travel day before the holiday today with 2.9 million flyers. The FAA even opened up some express lanes typically reserved for the military along the East and Gulf Coasts.
AAA is expecting record-setting travel volume this year for Thanksgiving.
The FBI is looking into bomb threats and swatting attacks against Donald Trump's nominees, as Nicole Skanga reports.
Law enforcement sources tell CBS News that these threats were digital in nature, relayed over email and social media to targets close to the transition. Law enforcement agencies in multiple states deployed to respond to these threats, including in New York State and in Florida.
Israeli tanks were patrolling along the border with Lebanon today. As the ceasefire took hold, Lebanese civilians returned to what is left of their homes. CBS's Deborah Pata is in northern Israel.
There is deep distrust on both sides. Many Israelis say it's not safe to go home because Hezbollah can still harm them. While in Lebanon, many residents say they don't believe in this ceasefire because Israel cannot be trusted. But that lack of trust has not stopped thousands of Lebanese civilians trying to return home despite warnings that it's still too dangerous.
In a rare diplomatic agreement with Beijing, the Biden administration has won the release of three Americans the U.S. says were wrongfully detained. Reporter Linda Kenyon has that.
The White House says after years of talks, Americans Mark Swiden, Kai Li, and John Leong will soon be heading home from China. In exchange, the U.S. has agreed to release three Chinese citizens. Swiden faced a death sentence on drug charges. Li and Leong were imprisoned on spy charges.
Some of the criminal cases against President-elect Trump have now been dismissed, but the New York judge in his so-called hush money trial has decided not to give Trump and his team extra time to analyze those decisions. Here's our Graham Cates.
The judge who presided over President-elect Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York rejected a request by Trump's lawyers, who had asked for three extra days to file a motion to dismiss the case entirely.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials finished the day 138 points lower. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It didn't take long for the release of body camera footage from the Racine County bus incident yesterday. You see the first deputy approach the bus driver who was already out of the overturned bus.
Are you the only person?
Yes, there's no children.
Okay, good.
It's on my way to work to go pick up the kids.
No kids were on the school bus that collided with another car at Highway 36 and Wind Lake Road yesterday. That bus flipped and landed in a small pond. The 65-year-old owner of the historic Burlington mansion that burned down has a history of legal troubles. Court records show assault and alcohol-related violations. Potential charges related to the fire are pending for Robert Staten. Racine County prosecutors have not yet filed formal charges as an investigation continues. It's now the 15th annual Dan and Ray's Rendering Thanks Thanksgiving Dinner. It's being held at Racine's Festival Hall tomorrow from 10 to 1. It provides free meals to those in need. If you'd like to volunteer, you can find information at WRJN.com. Public Works won't be getting your garbage on Thanksgiving Day in Racine and Kenosha. Racine's pickup schedule will be adjusted going forward, while Kenosha will collect Thursday's trash on Friday and catch up on Saturday. There are tree lighting ceremonies across Kenosha County this weekend. The city event is Friday at Veterans Memorial Park. The county event is at Pets Park Saturday. Both events feature live music, food, and activities for kids. And Wisconsin's gun deer hunting season opened with just over 89,000 deer registered during the opening weekend. That's an almost 2% decrease from last year. No hunting accidents have been reported. The season continues through Sunday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks win in Miami. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 106-103 victory over the Heat. Just before the game, Giannis had to drop out with a swollen knee. Guard Damian Lillard.
They said he wasn't going to be in the lineup. I needed to come out and be in attack mode and just try to make things happen and just have that energy.
Lillard led with 37 points, 12 assists. The Bucks now 9-9. NFL, it's the Packers and the Dolphins tomorrow night. The forecast for Green Bay, cloudy, windy. What's it like playing quarterback in the cold? Jordan Love.
In the cold? I don't mind. I mean, it is what it is. You know, being here in Green Bay, it's going to be cold, and you got to go out there and play whatever the conditions might be. So playing here, we practice in the weather every day in the cold, especially a team coming from Miami. You know, I'll take that any day.
It was sunny and 81 in Miami. So how do you get a team ready for 25 degrees at Lambeau?
I was just going to carry ice cubes in my pockets and throw them at players all week.
That's the Dolphins head coach, Mike McDaniel. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper 20s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, a high to the mid-30s. A couple of flurries tomorrow night, then some sunshine returns Friday. Cold, though, and breezy, high only upper 20s. It's 39 right now.
WRJN. Round, round, get around, I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave the best girl home on a Saturday night.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I was just reading about premature babies, actually. Research suggests that even very premature babies benefit from skin-to-skin contact with their parents. But you know, in their teen years, they still prefer eating dinner in their own room.
Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure you're. Thank you.
Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
No, 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 no. Groovy.
Scenes home for local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman with Stuart J. Waddles. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt. How you doing, bud?
Doing all right. Going to take you back to your childhood. You ready?
Okay.
Were you, when you went to school, did you carry a lunchbox, a lunch bag? Did you buy a hot lunch? What was the standard procedure?
It started off as a lunchbox. Eventually, okay. I think by maybe second or third grade, it turned into a lunch bag.
Okay.
And I was very self-sufficient. I'd pack that thing myself.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, lunch bag primarily.
Oh, okay. Now, when you did have a lunchbox, do you remember, was there like a picture on it? Do you remember what it was?
I'm sure there was. I don't remember. It might have been He-Man, could have been Transformers.
Yeah.
Okay. I might have been a G.I. Joe one.
Okay. I remember my first one was a Fat Albert. A Fat Albert lunchbox.
Nice.
You remember Fat Albert?
I was just telling the kids we're going to have to watch the Fat Albert Christmas special coming up in the next few days.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm familiar. Anyway.
Daddy, what's Fat Albert? Well, you know what? We'll just put it on and watch. We won't talk about the guy who made it so much.
Now, did you have a favorite treat that you packed in your own lunch bag?
Lil Debbie. She had a fine selection of products.
I still love the Little Debbies. Yeah, those little snack cakes. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Good stuff.
So Swiss cake rolls, things of that nature.
Oh, yeah, the Swiss rolls. Those are the best. All right, there's Stuart J. Waddles. He keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Head to the Lanes on 20, the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind. Take advantage of daily open bowling specials, great for all ages. After you strike up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for fantastic food and drink specials during football, basketball, and hockey games. Plus, they have the ideal kickoff to your weekend with the Friday Fish Fry.
Yes!
Planning a holiday gathering or a birthday bash? The Lanes on 20 has choice dates and the perfect setup for your party. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Congrats.
Congratulations on your state high school football championship from WRJN to everyone, the coaches and student athletes at St. Catharines High School. It was a great game, as Dick Rusefa called it.
And that's the ball game. The final score, St. Catharines 26, Baldwin-Woodfield 22. St. Cats wins its second state title in football in 6 years.
And we were proud to carry the game here on WRJN. Keep listening for more high school sports as the basketball season gets underway. Dick Rusefa and DG Sports teaming up with WRJN for all the action this season. There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
Can we listen? Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. We're looking for a mostly cloudy sky tonight, a low of 27. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, sunshine, 36.
What's your game, baby?
gonna go home, yeah, to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game? Are you trying to put me in shame? Baby, I said, slow, slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love, love above. Now it's time to trick me in love. Ah! All right now, baby, it's all.
Thank you so much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app, or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
While criminal charges haven't yet been filed, we're learning more about the owner of that historic mansion in Burlington that burned down last week. 65-year-old Robert Staten has a documented past with the city and law enforcement. The history includes a September arrest for assault, multiple violations for court-ordered alcohol restrictions, and failure to obtain necessary permits for work on the historic property. While Staten faces potential charges related to the fire and prior offenses, Racine County prosecutors have not yet filed formal charges. Fire investigators continue to search for the cause of the fire that destroyed the 1882 mansion. Helping Hands will be handing out turkey dinners tomorrow. Racine's Festival Hall will host the 15th annual Dan and Ray's Rendering Thanks Thanksgiving Dinner. It provides a free meal to those in need from 10 to 1. Event organizers could still use some extra help, with volunteers and sponsor information posted online. You can find more at WRJN.com. Numbers from the hunt are coming in. Derek Tritz has more.
Wisconsin's gun deer hunting season opened last Saturday, and the DNR has released preliminary harvest numbers. Hunters registered 89,203 deer statewide during opening weekend. This is a 1.8% decrease from last year. Regardless of harvest, hunters stayed safe during opening weekend as there were no firearm-involved hunting accidents reported. Gun deer season ends December 1st, which means there's still time for hunters to turn this season into a success.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper 20s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, a high to the mid-30s. A couple of flurries tomorrow night, then some sunshine returns Friday. Cold, though, and breezy, high only upper 20s. Currently, it's 37.
It's a wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Cold or cold. Everything looks worse in black and white.
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. All right, I want to play you a song from 1964. This song holds a very distinctive honor on the UK charts as it knocked the Beatles' I Want to Hold Your Hand out of the top spot. It's the Dave Clark Five and Glad All Over on WRJN.
You say that you love me.
Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. habit will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend and tell that same friend they can save 30% or more if they go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab. That's right, you can save 30% or more in all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services at WRJN.com.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan?
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Going to the movies this weekend? Well, a new survey asked Americans about potentially divisive behaviors in a movie theater. Here are some behaviors that are broadly acceptable. Leaving to use the bathroom during the movie. Okay, you can do that. Applauding at the end of the film. Okay, yeah. Leaving before the movie ends. Yeah, you can do that. Here are some overwhelmingly unacceptable behaviors at the movies. Video chatting on the phone, leaving trash on or near one's seat, putting the feet up on the seat in front of you. Unacceptable. Here are some other behaviors that are acceptable. Taking your shoes off. 24% said that's acceptable. Texting on your phone. 36% said that's acceptable. I don't think so. And singing along with the music, 33% said that's okay. No, it's not. Sorry.
Head to the Lanes on 20, the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind. Take advantage of daily open bowling specials, great for all ages. After you strike up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for fantastic food and drink specials during football, basketball, and hockey games. Plus, they have the ideal kickoff to your weekend with the Friday Fish Fry.
Yes!
Planning a holiday gathering or a birthday bash? The Lanes on 20 has choice dates and the perfect setup for your party. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
We visited Alexandria, Minnesota a few summers ago. Great time, lakes, fishing, all that. But this year, for the holidays, we wanted a winter vacation that was just as memorable, just as family-friendly, but with lights and snow, and this time, with our grandkids in tow. This holiday, it's Alexandria again. We're coming back to make new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
If fashion is your thing, eBay is it. eBay's where I find all my favorites, from handbags to iconic streetwear, all authenticated. For real. This time, a little Supreme, some Gucci. I even have that vintage Prada on my watch list. That's why eBay's my go-to for all my go-tos. Yeah, eBay. The place for new, pre-loved, vintage, and rare fashion. eBay. Things people love.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. The holiday season starts tomorrow, but you can save big today on a beautiful necklace, engagement ring, or other fine jewelry for that special someone. Looking for a one-of-a-kind piece? Von Hassel Jewelers has been designing and crafting custom certified jewelry for over 20 years. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $100 gift certificate for just $50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
W-R-J-N.
Daytime turns me off and I don't even make it. 9 to 5 ain't taking me where I'm bound. When it's gone, for the night time,
forget the day.
A day of uptight time.
Baby,
chase it away. I get a relaxation
on the night time,
and it's time to
groove.
I thank the Lord for the night time. I thank the Lord for you. Talk about plans now, baby, I got plenty. But nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. Talk about money, girl, I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the night time.
For the night time.
Forget the day.
stay on up upside down.
Up upside down.
Baby, chase it away.
Chase it away.
I get a relaxation.
Oh, Lord, the nighttime.
It's a time to groove.
Oh, time to groove.
I thank the Lord for the nighttime.
Oh, Lord, the nighttime.
I thank the Lord for you. Say amen. Thank the Lord for the
night time.
Forget the day.
Day
of up upside
time.
Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. It's a time to groove. I thank the Lord for the night time. Thank the Lord for you. Now.
For 97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 6. And Chris Morrow has some more timeless hits on the way, too. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being homeward bound with me this afternoon. I'll talk to you tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day. Have a great night.
There's a place up ahead and I'm going just as fast as my feet can fly. Come away, come away if you're going. Leave the sinking ship behind. Come on the rising wind. We're going up around the bend. Ooh. Bring a song and a smile for the banjo. Better get while it's getting good. Get your ride to the end of the highway where the neon's trying to hood. Come on the rising wind. We're going up around the bend. Ooh. You can find the perpetual motion. Fix your mind.
CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. You hear the warnings every year if you're heading out for the holidays.